Be'ezras Hashem, we begin Perek Chamish, the fifth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Ma'aser Karbanos, in the laws of the order of the Karbanos and as they're brought. We're in the Sefer Avodah, where in this Perek we discuss the Avodah of Kabbalah, of the receiving of the blood of the Karban. As we begin, Halacha Aleph says the Rambam Kvar Bi'an, already explained in the ninth Perek of Hilchas Beis HaMikdash, Halacha above, Sheshchitas HaKadoshim, that the first of the four Avodahs, the slaughtering of the Kadoshim, is K'shei B'zom, is actually valid with a non-kohen. Which what we're discussing in this parak, from the receiving of the blood and onward, that's mitzvah that has to be done by a kohen. Now, mechalas bachim, all these animal sacrifices, kibul daman bechli sharis, the blood has to be received in a service vessel, b'yad kohen, being held in the hand of a kohen. Avu mekayim shchitasan, but the place of where it's slaughtered, umekayim kibul daman, and the place of where the blood is received, that's in a shava b'kulon. That's not equal by all animal sacrifice. It depends which one. As Rambam explains, halacha beis, differentiating between kachet kachem and kachem kal. So ketzer haso. So kachet kachem, the holy of the holy karbanos, the higher level kachem karbanos, ain sheichin aysam, you don't slaughter it, b'makamon is daman, you don't receive its blood, ella, only, b'tzvayinam is beich, in the northern part of the altar. B'chala mokam shebeyarnik v'leisa b'tchil sefer, and all the areas that we had mentioned their boundaries in the beginning of this sefer, which was in Parakeh Hilchas Beis Bechira, Halacha Tezayin, and that of Avodah. Now, Mekachim Kalim, but the lower level Kachim, Shechitasim v'kibodam, b'chal mokam and azar, it could be slaughtered, and the blood could be received in any place in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Halacha Gimel, Manayin Shein Shechit, Kachim Kachim El Betzav, and then for where do we know this idea that the Kachim Kachim will only be slaughtered in the northern part? Shein Neman Ba'ilak, it said Ba'ilak, which is one of the Kachim Kachim, says, Meyikra, V'shochat Oisei Al Yerich HaMezbech, you're going to slaughter on the side of Mezbech, so fine on the northern part. Uvachatas, I mean, by the chatas, it says, by the sin offering, it says, Bim Kemesha Teshachat, Oila Teshachat, the chatas. In the place where you slaughter the Oila, that's where you're going to slaughter the chatas. So, just like Oila is in the north, so to chatas. Now, Okashem Shachatas Nikris Kaj Kajim, just like this, the chatas is called the Holy Saholis, Kacha Oila Nikris, so the Oila is called Kaidish Kadashim, meaning, although it doesn't say in the Torah explicitly that Oila is Kaidish Kadashim, we learn it from Chatas Asham because it has the equal halachas of its slaughtering and receiving the blood. Moreover, the oil is totally for Hashem. For sure, it's going to be kachet kachim if chatz is kachet kachim. And over Asham, regarding Asham, the guilt offering, it says, "Bimkoy mashe yishachatu es ha'oil, yishachatu es ha'asham." The place where you slaughter the oil, you're going to slaughter the Asham. So that also tells you do in the northern part. And v'shalmi tzibur, regarding the one case of the lambs that are brought in Shavuos, which are called the zivchei shalmi tzibur, the shlamim that are brought by the public, which is one exception of shlamim that are brought by the tzibur, hukshu l'chatas, they're compared, which are also called kachet kachem, they're compared to the chatas. And like it says in the pasuk, v'asisim seir izim echel l'chatas, you're going to make the higos one for a chatas, or shnei chvasim neishana, and two lambs in its first year, l'zevach shlamim, for a carbon shlamim, which is comparing the chatas to the zivchei shlamim. Therefore, those shlam that burn shavuos are also kachet kashim like chatas, and therefore, when the shchatim makom shchitasa, it's going to be slaughtered in the same place where the chatas is slaughtered. Now, makom shchita him makom kabbalah, and the place where it's slaughtered is where you receive the blood, because the receiving of the blood is done right where you doing the shchita. Now, halacha dal menai sheshechim kachim kal mchalazar. Now, how do you know that regarding the lower level kachim that they could be slaughtered in the whole entire courtyard, even the area behind the sanctuary, which is all the way behind the Beis HaMikdash? It says regarding the shlamim, which is kachim kalim, ushchate pesach el moed, you slaughter it by the opening of the oil moed, which is lahach shakal ruchas, that's validating all the direction, because it didn't specify a direction. Now, the same thing applies to all the other kachim kalim, the lower level kachim. Now, if you've been slaughtered in the sanctuary itself, shame it's going to be valid because it says Pesach Olamoid, the opening of the oil. You can't have the secondary, which is in deference to the Pesach of the oil moid. So the oil moid, which is the Heichel itself, can't be less than that. Av Meshchotim Begag, but if you slaughtered on the roof of the sanctuary, that is going to be valid, invalid. She'in Agag is Ruz L'Shchit Dekol, because the roofs are not valid for slaughtering at all. Il Bekarkas, it has to be on the ground of the courtyard. Halacha hey, shlamim, related to the pasuk we brought of Pesach Ayomayid, shlam sheshacht mekayim shepasachu dasas heichal. Regarding the shlamim, that if it was slaughtered before the gates of the heichal of the sanctuary were open, apsuma are invalid. Shlam, like we brought that pasuk in the previous halacha, that's what bring it over here. Pesach Ayomayid, the opening of the sanctuary, which has been much observed when it's open. And even if the doors are just closed, harizik and all, it's like it's locked, like it's not open. But the curtain that's in front of it, that's in the Brasilis, that doesn't invalidate it, that's just there for modesty, but that's still considered like it's open, and then the shlam would be valid. Halacha Vav, continue on the next Avodah, going from Kabbalah to Zrika, Ha'ayla va'asham ha'shlam, totally burnt sacrifice, the guilt offering, and the shlamim, Bein shel yochad, bein shel tzibur, whether it's individual bringer or whether it's from the tzibur. Zrikas dam shloshtan, agabim mizbeach, the spraying of the blood of these three karbanos on the altar, is shavalayim, it's always going to be the same. The ketzer is, and how do you do by these three karbanos, the zrikas adam? Kishlekech ha-koin hadam be-mizik, so when the koin takes the blood in the bowl, which we got, they did the kabbalah sadam, they received it in the bowl. So the koin takes the bowl, v'zorik mimenu be-mizik, and he sprays from it from the bowl, he's holding the bowl, he sprays shtei zrikas, two sprays, ashtei zavis ha-mizbeach, on two corners of mizbeach, ba'alachsin, that are diagonal, meaning two opposite corners of the mizbeach. So he does one on one corner, one on the other corner. And it has to be mechatzim mizbeach lamata, from the lower half of the mizbeach. Al-Karen Mizrachas Tzavainis, he does one on the northeastern corner, Al-Karen Merevas Dremes, and one on the southwestern corner, which is the opposite direction. U-Mizkaven, Kishi Yizek Adam Al-Karen, and he focuses, he intends, when he's spraying the blood on the corner, Shiyeh Hadam Makif Al-Azavis, that the blood should surround the corners of the Mizbeach, K'min Gam, which is Gamma, which is this Greek letter, which is like our Endachav, which is like an L-shaped bracket, so that it should hit both sides of the corner. K'deshi Matze Hadam, Shalshtei Matanis, so that the gift of the blood that's on these two gifts, one on the opposite corner of the other, should end up being arba kasla mizbeach, on the four walls of mizbeach, which that's what tzaviv is. It's two, what's called two, that's four. You're doing two gifts, but it's ending up getting all four walls. Lefi shenema ba'il b'shalom, because it says by the oil and b'shalom tzaviv, so although it says two, but it says all around, which means it has to get all four walls. How does two that's four? By getting it on both corners, on for both walls that are by. And the Hodin Lashem, same thing applies to the Ashem, that it has the same halacha. It says, Saviv Ushiyari Hadam, and now the left of his remainders of the blood that's in the bowls after he sprayed it two times, on the Shpachim are poured al Hayesid Hadroimi on the southern foundation, which is right there where you ended by that second corner. So that was regarding the Ayla, the Shlamim, and the Ashem. Halacha Zayin talks about Hachatois, the sin offerings, specifically Hanachalis, those that are eaten, which is the regular Chatas that brought them as Bechachitzin. So Damatoin, their bloods require arba matanis al arba karnas hamizbechachitzit. So not two that's four. He requires four distinct gifts on the four corners of the outer mizbech. Mechat mizbech lamala. And here it's on the upper half of the mizbech. Lefish Nehman book, it says by it, al karnas hamizbech, that you spray it on the corners of the mizbech. The ketzer oisa now, so you do it on all the corners. The ketzer oisa now, how is it done? So, kishlekech ha-koyin ha-dam b'mizach, when the koyin takes the blood that's in the bowl, melich is mizbech, he brings the blood with the bowl to the mizbech, v'tovel etzboy, and here, unlike all other karbanas, he dips his index finger, ha-yaman is from the right hand, ha-smuch al-gudl, which is near his thumb, he dips it ba-dam into the blood, and moreover, v'saymich be-etzboy ha-gudoy l'mikan, he supports with his middle finger, the big finger from one side, uv'gudl mikan, and the thumb on the other side, which these two fingers join that of the index finger. So he's supporting himself with the walls of Mizbeach, with either finger on either side. And he sprays going downward, connected chud shel keren, opposite the point, the corner of the keren, until he finishes spraying all the blood that's on his finger. And this is what he does at every single one of the corners. Now, if he does near the corner, not literally the edge, ka'ama achas mekan, whether it be an ama off to the right or off to the left, keeper, that will also atone, that will also be valid. Now, he has to do a separate dipping of his finger into the blood for every single corner. When he finishes the placing of the blood on that corner, he wipes his finger on the outer edge of the bowl, and then he goes and dips his finger in the second time. The reason for this is shishiyari hadam shibitzboy, because the leftover blood that's on his finger after he finished spraying on one corner, psulam lid me malkeren acheres, that is invalidated for putting it on the other corner, because it's considered shirayim, and then he has to go ahead and wipe it and dip it again for each corner. Halachates, ein b'chala karbanis, carbon, we don't have by any one of the sacrifices that there should be a sacrifice, shetoyin hazayis dam b'tzboy, that requires the spraying of the blood to be with his finger. Elachatz b'vad, the one exception is the sin offering. Shnema b'ka says by it, b'tovel etzboy b'dam, they should dip his finger into the blood. B'tzach sh'yeh sham dam k'dei tefillah, it has to be enough blood that was received over there that he could dip in the amount of dipping, and lo yishay sapik etzboy midam, not that he has to go ahead and smear and try to grab blood with his finger, that he should by schlepping it and getting. No, it has to be that he just dips and it'll be enough blood that he could spray on that corner. Halacha Yud continues. So we said about how many matanas hadam, question is, Menayin Humaskas. So where does he start from? Which one of the corners does he start from first? So the way it is, Oil Bakevish. So the Kohen goes up the ramp, which is on the southern part of the Mizbeach. Ufunli Min, it turns to his right, which is towards the east. Umahalach Ala Saiv, he goes on to the Saiviv, which is a ramp that goes around near the medium of the Mizbeach. So it's like at around the halfway point of the Mizbeach. So the first thing that he hits is the southeastern corner, which is right there by his right, because the Kebish is there in the middle of the southern part, so he goes to the right. The first one he hits is the southeastern corner. That's the one he sprays on first. Because we're talking about here the Chatas, which is on the upper half, which is the Seiv is a little bit above that upper half. And then he gets to the second corner, which is closest to that. Again, if he's going counterclockwise, which is by the northeast. And then by the third corner, which is close to it, which is the northwest. And then he comes to the fourth corner that's closest to that one, which is by the southwest. Now, by the foundation of that corner, where he finished the gifts of all four corners by the Chatas, that's where he pours out the remainder of the blood in the bowl, like it says in the Pasuk, v'eskol hadam, and all the blood, yishpech liyisoid mizbech ha'ila, he should pour out to the foundation of the mizbech ha'ila, zeh yisoid remi, that refers to where he finished, which is going to be by the southern foundation. And this was all regarding the chatois ha'chitoinis. Halachi Rav Rama tells us, kol ha'chatois ha'nisrofis, regarding all the sin offerings that are burnt, you burn the entire animal. So their damam nichnas lefnim lahechal. There the blood is actually not done on the Adam Mizbeach. There the blood is brought inside into the sanctuary. Umazin mimenu sham, and you spray it over there. Kasha mefarish b'Torah, like it's explicit in the Torah. Ushiyari hadam, and the leftovers of that blood shayvch ma'isir hamarovich mizbeach chitzen. Not the southern, rather you pour it down by the western foundation of the Adam Mizbeach. Shupagei b'tchila b'tzeis v'nahechal, because essentially you always put it by the foundation where you end. By the Adam Mizbeach, by the Chatoyas HaChetanis, you end over there by the southern part. Here, when you're coming out from the Hechel, which is where you did the Hazoyas Shebefnim, which is by the Chatoyas HaNasrafis, the foundation that you meet first when you come out of the Hechel is the western one, and therefore that's where you pour out the Shirayim. Halachit Beis, now the Hechel Masn Midam, where was it sprayed from the blood of these Chatoyas HaNasrafis, what's called Chatoyas HaPanimias, and Vekam Masmahem, and how much of them do you spray? So where and how much? So the Rambam explains the par, that is of the Kohen Gadol, and the Sar, the He-Goat, what's called Lashem, which is the partner of the Sar Lazazel, the other one. Shal Yom Kippurim, these two that are brought in Yom Kippurim, Dam Kol Echad Mehem, the blood of each one of them, Toin Shmoina Hazoyas, requires 8 sprays, Al Ben Habadim, between the poles of the Aron. Moreover, Shmoina Al Parechas, then you have another sprays that are on the curtain that separates between the Hechel and the Kachi Kachi. And continuing, then you mix the blood of the bull and the he-goat, and you spray from the two of them, 4 sprays, on the 4 corners of the golden altar that's in the Hechel. And then, and then you do 7 sprays on the middle of this Mizbech Hazab, the golden altar that's in the Hechel. Like explained in the laws of Avodah Zarah Mikipurim in the Perek Dalad, Halacha Beis. Now, v'mloy kivin mehazoyish b'fenim, which either means to say if he didn't have intent or he didn't direct it specifically where it's supposed to go in the sprays that are done inside the hechel, k'sheris, it's still going to be valid. Halacha yud gimel, parim hanisrafim, regarding the bulls that are burnt, which just refers to the par kohen Mashiach, when the kohen Gadol makes a sin, and the par ha'am dabash al tzibu in the Sanhedrin make an erroneous ruling and Klal Yisrael follows that ruling erroneously, u'seir manisrafim. And regarding the he-goats that are burnt, which refers to a similar that when the Sanhedrin gives erroneous ruling regarding Avodah Zarah, and the Jewish people follow that, Zarek Damekal, here it's similar to that of what the Kohen Gadol does in Yom Kippur, where they're also Nisrafim, they're also burnt, and their Avodah is also done in the Hechel, just not as much as that which is done in Yom Kippur, which is done also in the Kodesh HaKadosh, like we said, between the poles of the Aron. So here's Zarek Damekal Echem Mehem, he is sprayed from the blood of each one of these three that we described, the Parmet Sirman Nisrafim, Sheva Hazoyas Ala Parechis, 7 sprays on the curtain, Hamavdel Sprey, Nakodesh, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on this curtain that separates between the Heichel, the Kodesh, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Arba Hazoyas al Arba Kanes Mizbech Hazav, and on the 4 sprays on the 4 corners of the Mizbech Hazav. Halach Yidald, V'chal Adam HaNetam al Mizbech Hazav, now all the bloods that are sprayed on the golden altar, which we spoke about, that which is on Yom Kippurim, and that which is the Parma and the Sirman Asrafim. Kishunichnas, when he comes into the Heichel, Oimid Beinam Mizbech LaMenorah. So the Kohen stands between the altar, which is in the middle, and the Menorah, which is to the south. So essentially standing in the south, because the Menorah was on the south. And he's between the Menorah and the Mizbech. The Mizbech Lavan, he has the altar in front of him. And V'noisin Al Karnas HaMizbech Mibachutz, and he puts it onto the outer part of the corners of the Mizbech Hazav. And Maschli starts Mikem Mizrach HaZavainis, from the northeastern corner. So if he's facing the Mizbech, it's on the right hand right there, which is the north, and it's the eastern part, which is towards where he is facing outwards. Then he goes Letzvein's Maravis to the northwest, going again counterclockwise, L'Maravis Zeraivis to the southwest, and then finally Dremes Mizrachis to the southeast. Halachat Ezvav, Par Koin Mashiach, regarding the power of the anointed Kohen, so it's the Kohen Gadol that was anointed with the Shem and the Mishcha, Haba Kol Mitzvah, which comes for any time he commits a sin, Kohen HaMashiach Atzmim B'Kabal Damai, which we're speaking about this of the Parma and the Strafim, which this is one of them, the Kohen Gadol himself receives the blood, and he should spray from the blood himself inside the Heichel, but from Kibul, but he's a Kohen Hedja, but if it was received and sprayed by a regular Kohen, Kasher is going to be valid. Halacha Dezayin, qualifying the Seiri Avoid Zara, the Higots of idolatry, which, as we mentioned, if the Sanhedrin made their own ruling and Klal Yisrael followed on that, the Heim Sirim and Strafim, this is what we had mentioned before, are the Higots that are burnt. So actually, then the Sparsh Behem HaTorah, it's actually not explicit, it's laws in the Torah, Kitz and Nisn and Damam. How do you put the bloods? How much? Ulehechun and Nisn, and where are you placing them? Elafish and Chatas HaKol, but since it's a sin of the Jewish people, Dinan Kedin Parhelim. So as the same halacha as the Parhelim, which is essentially the same idea, which is a sin of the people based on the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin, that's just regarding all of theirs, and this is regarding specifically idolatry. So l'chol amabai, so it has the same halacha regarding all that it says regarding it, l'matan damim, regarding the amount of blood that is sprayed, which you do 7 sprays on the pareches, and 4 sprays on the 4 corners of Nebech Hazav, for the strefa, and that the carbon is burnt, unlike other chatas which are eaten by the ka'anim, ul'tam es asarven, that it contaminates the one who burns it to contaminate his garments. Halach Yedayin continue regarding other karbanos. We spoke about Eila and Ashram Mishlam. We spoke about Chatas Hachitainis, Chatas Panemius, Habachar. Now regarding the firstborn animal, Vamaisa and the Maisa Behema, the 10th animal, Vapesach and the Korban Pesach, Dam Kol Ech Mehem, the blood of each one of these 3 karbanos, Toin Matona Achas, requires 1 gift of blood. So we had mentioned like Ba'ila Ashram Mishlam, that's 2, that's 4. We spoke about Chatoyas Hachitainis, that's 4 on the 4 corners. Chatos HaPnimis has different regarding the Pareches and regarding the Mizbech Hazav. Here, regarding these Karbanos, requires 1 gift, Beshvicha, with pouring, meaning you take the bowl right next to Mizbech, not from a distance to spray. So it's not done with the finger like with the Chatos, but moreover, it's not done like regarding Oila that you spray from the bowl. Here, you just pour from the bowl, which is right next to the Mizbech. Can I get a side opposite a part of Mizbech that has a foundation? Be'ezeruch sheyirta, from whichever direction he wants, any side, Mishal Javis Mizbech, from the 3 corners of the Mizbech, and the reason why only 3 and not all 4 is Kreshari Karen Mizrach Zeraim is Lahayla Yisad, because the southeastern corner didn't have a foundation, like we explained in the second paragraph, Hechaz Bez Bechir Alacha Yud, but the other 3 sides have the corners have Yisad, so you can do whichever one of those that you want to, and you only do 1 pour. But where do we know this idea that it only requires 1 gift of blood? Because it says regarding the firstborn animal, in Bamidbar ve'ez damam tizrik on Mizbeach, and its blood you should spray on the Mizbeach, which is 1, it's singular, tizrik. So mipiash mulamdu, and from tradition they learned, shuhadim b'maisav pesach, something applies to the maisav b'eman, but pesach, shenayis dam matan achas, kebachar, that they have the same halacha like the bachar, that it's only having 1 gift of blood. Halachit ches, continuing after we finish, we spoke about shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. After that, it's kol hazvachim, all the animal sacrifice, and maktira. Now you do the burning of a merim, the sacrificial parts, agabi hamizbech on the altar, achas shazirkin adam tchila, that has to be after one that has already initially sprayed the blood on the mizbech, because by all of them it says zrika first, and then it says haktara, burning afterwards. Moreover, v'chol hazvachim, all the animal sacrifices, mefshitin isam, you first have to skin the animal, v'achkach mitzinas merim, and then you take out the sacrificial parts to burn them. And the aim of shidin oisam at shizrak adam, and you can't skin the animal until you already sprayed the blood. Chutz mechatois and shavas, except for the chatois which are mentioned, those sin offerings which are burnt, shem afshid masam kol, you don't skin it at all. So obviously you don't have to wait to burn the murim until you skin it, because you're not skinning it at all. Shem, because it says in the pasuk v'yukatazayin that you should burn it in the fire es oirim v'es basarim, their hide and their flesh, which tells us that first one has to go ahead and remove the hide to skin it in general, besides the chatois hanisrafis, and then the flesh. So it comes out that you say, it goes like this. First you have to spray the blood. Then you skin the animal, and then you tear it open. You take out the sacrificial parts. And then you burn them. Regarding the skinning, so you have the hide when you skin it. All the hides of the higher level kabbanas, kachya kachyam, goes to the kanim. Whether it's the a carbon from the public, whether it's an individual person's carbon. Krishna Nemet says in the Pasik, Oir ha'ayla asher hikrib, the hide of the ayla, which is sacrificed, the Pasik says, la koin yeh, should go to the koin. Abel oir is kachim kalim, but the hides of a lower level kachim, la ba'am, that goes to the owner, by vishlamim, and so on. V'chol ayla shalei zocha mizbech v'psar. Now even a kachim, like a totally burnt sacrifice, if the altar does not merit to get the flesh of the animal, for example, let's say there was an invalidation in the carbon before the blood was sprayed, so therefore it never had an opportune time to be brought and the mizbech to get a right in that sacrifice, then lo zocha kan ba'ayla, so then the kam don't merit either in the height of that carbon ayla. Krishna Nemet says in the pasuk, oilas ish, the totally burnt sacrifice of a person, which tells us oilash also ish. If the oilah has been considered significant and is effective for that person, which means say the mizbech had a moment that it was considered that it was his, then it's going to go to the kohen. But if it's not oilash ish, then the high is not going to go to the kohen. Halacha chav kol kachi akachim. However, any kachi kachim she'ir ben psul kohen mef shaitan. So if the invalidation happened before you skinned the animal, so then in oris in the kahanim. Here also, okay, we're going to say that the hide does not go to the kahanim, because we're saying like the hide is like the flesh and has to all be burnt. But if it happened la'achav shaitan, if the invalidation in the carbon happened after you already skinned the animal, then oris in the kahanim, then the hide will go to the kahanim, because since when it was skinned, it was before it became invalidated. Once it's skinned, the kahanim already have rights in it, so they get to get it. The chol oiris, now regarding all these hides that we say the kahanim get it, mechalken oisam anshei mishma b'neim, the kahanim of that mishma of that week, they divide the skins from all the kabbanas amongst themselves. Every Shabbos, every Friday they would go ahead, and from the whole week all the kahanim would then divide the hide. Halacha chafalav, now hamatves oilosel bedik abayis. However, if let's say someone extends that his oila should be acquired by the bedik abayis, by the temple upkeep. In other words, he takes his oil and he makdish it, that Bedik HaBayis has the rights to it. Then, similarly, b'chein ha-makdish nechasav, let's say someone sanctified his assets. V'ayi ben zchar, now in his assets were male animals. With shedinim shikiv oilis, with halacha is that one has to go ahead and bring those male animals as totally burnt sacrifice in the mizbeach. In those cases, these two cases we described, ain oris in the kanim. Here these oilis, although we said generally the kachakachim like oilis, the hard to go to kanim, here it's not going to. Why? Shnim, it's a gzeis akasim. It says, like we mentioned the pasuk in the previous halach, it says, oilas ish, the oil of a man, which is prat lois hektish, which comes to exclude if it's the oil owned by hektish, not of a ish. So el rather in these cases, yimachro oiris, it doesn't go to kanim. The hides are sold, the yibla bethe gabais, and the proceeds go to the temple upkeep. However, echar oilas ish, now when we say oilas ish in the Torah, it doesn't mean just a man. It's whether it's a totally burnt sacrifice of a man, or Yisha, or a woman, or a guy, or a gentile, or ever, or a slave, all those cases are assigned to Kahanim. The hides will go to Kahanim. Because Lainema Ish, like we said, this says a man is Elohitia Hektish, only to exclude that of a Hektish, but not to exclude from a woman, or a slave, or a gentile.